And he gave me one verse, which he told me I should always keep it within my heart and live by this verse. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. That in this age of Kali, there is no other way except the chanting of the holy names, the chanting of the holy names, the chanting of the holy names to attain the desired goal of love for Krishna. And then the amazing thing, after he said he's a fool, and all he's really qualified to do is chant Hare Krishna, which any child can do, then he spoke Vedanta philosophy and completely defeated Prakashananda Saraswati and all his tens and thousands of disciples. And in the end, the conclusion, just chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he said, the purpose of this Krishna consciousness is mumbling names of the Lord. It's so simple. But we are so complicated. Yes, we require philosophy to keep chanting the holy name of the Lord throughout our life with the proper disposition, with the proper focus in mind, through the inevitable, very, very overwhelming challenges that will come upon us. Philosophy is very important. But the purpose of the philosophy is to know Krishna. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. And in this age, Krishna is incarnated in his name, accessible, available to everyone at all times. In one purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, if our devotees do not chant attentively 16 rounds every day, then at any moment they may fall victim to Maya. Srila Prabhupada said several times, the problem with you Western devotees is you do not take Maya seriously. It's like playing with fire. Maya, the material energy, can do wonderful things for us, but she could also burn us, even in Krishna consciousness. We could use material energy in Krishna's service, but if we're not very careful, she could consume us. Of course, today, India is becoming so much westernized that that statement applies for everyone. We do not take Maya seriously. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada taught so strongly how the material nature works, the dangers and the pitfalls of Maya that she will put before us. And the greatest protection, the only protection, Daivi Heshu Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya Mama Vamye Papadyante Maya Meta Tarantite. Krishna tells in Sri Bhagavad Gita that this material energy, very, very powerful. These three modes of nature, they are like ropes that just yank us here and there, birth after birth after birth. Very strong. But one who surrenders to me can easily cross beyond it. And in this age of Kali, where people are so spiritually weak, and the energy of illusion is so powerful, the holy name, to take shelter of the holy name, is the way of taking shelter of Krishna. Nam namakari bahuta nija sarva shaktis. All of the potencies of God are within his name. The name is not different than Krishna. The name is Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he explained how all perfections can manifest simply by the grace of the holy name. When we could chant the holy name in a humble state of mind, really taking shelter, then the name reveals our own eternal identity. The name reveals Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's abode, our own relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. It is all revealed simply through chanting of Hare Krishna. But we must chant properly. Therefore, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya said, as you're chanting the holy names, we should take very seriously and keep always on our heart this verse. Trinadapi sunichena taror ibasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. To be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, ready to offer all respect to others, and not to expect or demand respect from anyone. In this way, Krishna will be so pleased with us. He will reveal himself and give us the taste to chant the holy names. And we could chant the names of the Lord constantly. Srila Prabhupada explained that there are 10 offenses against the chanting of the holy names that we must very carefully guard against in order for our progress to be unimpeded. All of you know the 10 offenses to the holy name. You can loudly together recite the 10 offenses in your hearts. As you are reciting, you are giving your word before Prabhupada and the deities and the assembled devotees, your intention to guard against these offenses and chant Hare Krishna. Please. Initiation, we are taking a vow to chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra each day and to guard against these 10 offenses. We also take a vow to follow 4 regulative principles. Srila Prabhupada explained in the lecture this morning that these principles protect us from the 4 pillars of sinful life. We vow no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no eating of meat. Prabhupada explained that the elephant bathes in the river and gets very clean, but then comes out and with its trunk just picks up heaps of dirt and blows it all over his body. Sometimes so enthusiastic after doing that, he rolls around in the dirt. I have seen. Has any of you ever watched elephants after they bathe? That's what they do. It's not just a myth. It's real. They do it. Now, they may have their reasons. But if we engage in these types of activities while we're chanting, then we undo what we have done. We want to purify ourselves. Now, many devotees, you know, they chant Hare Krishna, and they believe in Krishna, and they make very nice spiritual progress. But for those who are really sincere, they come before the sacred fire for initiation to make these vows. And these vows are very, very deep. Srila Prabhupada explained, when you make a vow before the deity of Krishna, before the spiritual masters, before the sacred fire, before the assembly of devotees, it is the most serious thing you'll ever do in your life. And your spiritual progress is determined by how seriously you take it. Initiation is taking the vows is not what makes us Krishna conscious. Keeping the vows is what makes us Krishna conscious. First we take, but anyone can say it. Anyone can throw some seeds in a fire. But it's keeping it. Till we die and go back home, back to Godhead. That is actually what this ceremony is about today. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Therefore, he is the prominent guru for all of us. We are all at the shade of his lotus feet, according to our various capacities, trying to assist him in his mission. Srila Prabhupada wanted ISKCON to be a family. We should understand and give all honor and respect to your Shiksha Gurus, to your Gurus, God brothers and God sisters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally taught that our Shiksha Gurus and our God brothers and God sisters of Gurus should be treated with the same respect as our Guru. That is the etiquette that he has given us. And there should never be a sectarian idea. We're all under Prabhupada's lotus feet. We're all brothers. We're all sisters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that the consciousness that attracts Krishna's mercy, Gopi Bharthur Padakamalayor Das Adas Adas Anudas, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. In everything we do, what Krishna accepts is the service attitude in which we do it. We should never crave for position, for honor, for respect. We should crave for service. Whether it means sweeping the street outside the temple, whether it means sticking our hand way deep down in a toilet bowl to clean it out for another Vaishnav, or whether it means giving initiation to disciples, or whether it means bathing and dressing the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the deity form. Or helping a little child devotee across the street. Krishna is not concerned with what we're doing in this sense. All services, all devotional services are good. But what makes them great is the service attitude in which we are doing it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to give audience to King Prataparudra until he saw him sweeping the street. Most menial service, with all the dirt all over him. Now, sometimes big politicians may come out in our Rathiyatras. We invite politicians to our Rathiyatras, and they'll sweep the street too, as long as cameras are on them. And they're getting a lot of good prestige and votes and everything from it. But that's not what Lord Chaitanya was seeing. Because the Supreme Lord sees from the inside out. Everybody else sees from the outside in. Prabhupada quoted that verse today. Sarvasya chaham hriti sannivishto matasmitir jnanam apohanam. He's within everyone's heart. When Maharaj Prataparudra was cleaning that street with a broom, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was watching him sweep, not only with his eyes, standing there before Jagannath, he was seeing the intention of his heart. He really was in a totally humble spirit. He didn't care prestige. He was willing to give it all up. He only wanted to serve, to please the Lord, to please the Vaishnavas. That is the greatest opulence, a service attitude, a humble service attitude. That is what attracts the all-attractive Krishna. Nothing else. Krishna doesn't care if you're a scholar. If you can do it, do it in a humble service attitude. Kolavecha Sridhar was not a scholar, but he had no other ambition but to serve the Lord and his devotees. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they were the greatest scholars. But they melted the Lord's heart because they put straw between their teeth and declared themselves to be the greatest fools, the most sinful, worse than Jagai and Madhai. Their willingness to serve. So always keep this in the forefront of your devotional practices. Don't let the mind and the maya all around us to dupe us into thinking. And she's going to try. That my life is for some other purpose. That Krishna consciousness is for something else. We must keep our vision always on the goal. To love Krishna. And there's only one way to attain that goal. Through a very humble service attitude. As the servant of the servant of the servant. And in that spirit, to take shelter of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Parameshwar Prabhu will be taking second initiation. Accepting the Gayatri Mantra and the status of a Brahmin is a serious responsibility. Srila Prabhupada was especially conservative about giving this Brahmin initiation. It means really exemplifying these teachings and being an example through our words and through our actions to enlighten other people in this culture of bhakti. I would like to sincerely thank the four of you today from my heart. You have been recommended with so much spontaneous affection and conviction because of your years of earnest and honest practice of bhakti and your good character. One of the greatest goals that we hope that you take very serious is to just embody Prabhupada's teachings with all sincerity and try to be a really nice example in your sadhana, in your enthusiasm to hear Krishna Katha, to chant Krishna's names, to serve the Vaishnavas, and to be an instrument of compassion for the people of this world. In this way, Srila Prabhupada's blessings will shower upon you and your lives will be perfect. And I pray at the feet of all the assembled guests and devotees to please pray to Srila Prabhupada and Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish to shower their mercy and blessings upon these four special souls, to protect them, to empower them, to bless them. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. My special gratitude to Swavas Prabhu, who is like your father. You make him happy and the other senior devotees happy here, then you will become my life and soul. Hare Krishna. So each of you could come up individually when I call your name and offer obeisances and then say the vows you're taking. What I'd like you to vow today is to, well, of course, what Prabhupada gave us, the vows we all took before him, to chant at least 16 rounds every day, to follow these four regulative principles, you name them each, and to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Prabhupada's devotees for the rest of your lives. Janavi, she's the senior most amongst these devotees. You were born devotee? Yes? She's been hearing Krishna Katha since the womb of your mother. Yes?
You were born?
She was conceived in Vrindavan. Yeah. And where were you born? Nice. I'm very proud of you. Janavi's enthusiasm and her sweet disposition in serving Krishna and the Vaishnavas has been an inspiration for all of us. We're very proud of you. And you are really a beautiful example of bhakti that gives light to your whole generation. And we thank you very much for that. Hare Krishna. Yes, now you may take your vows. And to be the servant of the servant. Thank you very much. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, we're very grateful to give you the name Janavi Priya Devi Dasi. I have been hearing so many wonderful, wonderful praises of the sincerity of Bhakta Joe. Thank you very much. Rare soul coming out of the whirlpool of American society with all of its dreams to give his life to be a brahmachari, humble servant of the Lord. Very exalted and rare. I thank you very much. You may take your vows now.
I vow to chant at least 60 vows every day. I vow all the four yoga principles, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no eating of meat. And I vow to be a servant and the servant, servant to the Srila Prabhupada's devotee.
Thank you. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas, I'm very grateful to offer you the name Jai Baladev Das. Very, very auspicious when babies cry. Antonio. Hare Krishna. The senior devotees of New Dwarka have very, very great affection and much respect for your sincerity in devotional service. Thank you very much. You may speak your vows before the Lord.
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat. No meat eating. I vow 6 months, 6 rounds minimum, 7, all at once.
Thank you very much. In Pune, we had initiation, and one person took the vow, no eat meeting. I never liked meetings anyways. Thank you very much. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, I am very, very grateful to offer you the name Ananta Vilas Das. Parameshwar Prabhu, what can I say? Very grateful to you. He has such immense determination to please Srila Prabhupada. For year after year after year, through all sorts of spring days and winter storms, he has been out distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, not just in a fruitive mood to just get points and get praise, but I've been observing him over the years. He gets all that stuff, but that's not his purpose. His purpose is really just to be the servant of the servant, the postal peon, just give the message. And I'm really proud of you. I'm really grateful to you, as we all are. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And we can come later and Gayatri Mantra will be given to you.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.